Employment contract. The employment contract clearly outlines the terms and conditions of the job, including roles, responsibilities, and compensation. Collective bargaining. During the negotiation process, collective bargaining allowed the union to secure improved benefits and working conditions for its members. Workplace discrimination. A commitment to diversity and inclusion helps prevent workplace discrimination and fosters a positive work environment. Harassment. Employees should report any incidents of harassment immediately, ensuring a safe and respectful workplace. Equal opportunity. Our company is dedicated to providing equal opportunity for professional growth, regardless of background or identity. Labor law. Understanding labor law is crucial for HR professionals to navigate legal requirements and protect the rights of employees. Fair labor standards. Adhering to fair labor standards ensures that employees receive just compensation for their work. Promoting ethical employment practices. Employee rights. Employees should be educated about their rights to fair treatment, privacy, and a safe working environment as part of their onboarding process. Wrongful termination. The employee hired a lawyer to challenge the wrongful termination, claiming a breach of the employment contract. Compensation. The company revised its compensation structure to remain competitive in attracting top talent. Employee benefits. Competitive employee benefits, including health insurance and retirement plans, contribute to overall job satisfaction. Whistleblower. A whistleblower hotline was established to encourage employees to report unethical practices without fear of retaliation. Overtime pay. Employees who work beyond regular hours are entitled to receive overtime pay as per company policy. Family and Medical Leave Act. FMLA. The FMLA allows eligible employees to take unpaid leave for family or medical reasons without risking job security. Retaliation. The company has a zero-tolerance policy for retaliation against employees who report misconduct or violations. Workers' compensation. In the event of a workplace injury, workers' compensation provides financial support for medical expenses and lost wages. Disability accommodation. Employers must make reasonable disability accommodations to ensure a fair and inclusive work environment. Severance package. The executive received a generous severance package upon leaving the company as part of the employment termination agreement. Union. The employees voted to form a union to collectively address concerns and negotiate better terms with the management. Arbitration. In cases of disputes, the contract stipulated that arbitration would be used as a means of resolution. Mediation. Before pursuing legal action, the parties involved in the dispute opted for mediation to find a mutually acceptable resolution. Employee handbook. The employee handbook serves as a comprehensive guide, outlining company policies and expectations. Non-compete agreement. To protect company interests, employees may be required to sign a non-compete agreement, restricting their ability to work for competitors. Independent contractor. The company hired an independent contractor for a specific project, emphasizing the contractual nature of the engagement. Redundancy. Due to restructuring, some positions became redundant, and employees were offered alternative roles within the organization. Grievance procedure. The HR department implemented a transparent grievance procedure to address employee complaints effectively. Trade union. Trade unions play a crucial role in advocating for workers' rights and negotiating with employers on behalf of the workforce. Minimum wage. It is essential for businesses to comply with minimum wage laws to ensure fair compensation for all employees. Sexual harassment. Employees should undergo training to recognize and prevent instances of sexual harassment in the workplace. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EOC. The company cooperated fully with the EOC investigation into alleged discriminatory practices. Wrongful dismissal. The employee pursued legal action, claiming wrongful dismissal based on discriminatory practices. Furlough. During economic downturns, companies may implement furloughs to temporarily reduce workforce costs. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. Strict adherence to OSHA regulations is crucial to maintaining a safe and healthy work environment. Workplace policies. Clear and well-communicated workplace policies contribute to a positive corporate culture and employee satisfaction. Collective agreement. The collective agreement outlined the terms and conditions of employment agreed upon by the union and management. Termination notice. Employees are typically entitled to receive a termination notice or severance pay as per the terms of their employment contract. Layoff. The company announced a temporary layoff due to a decline in business, with plans to rehire when conditions improve. Workplace investigation. The HR department initiated a thorough workplace investigation in response to employee complaints of misconduct. Human resources. The human resources department plays a crucial role in recruitment, employee relations, and organizational development. Employment tribunal. The dispute was taken to an employment tribunal for an impartial resolution. Contract of employment. A contract of employment was signed by both parties to formalize the terms of the working relationship. Confidentiality agreement. Employees may be required to sign a confidentiality agreement to protect sensitive company information. Severance pay. Employees who are laid off may be eligible for severance pay to support their transition to new employment. Affirmative action. The company implemented affirmative action measures to promote diversity and inclusion in the workplace. Retrenchment. During economic challenges, companies may implement retrenchment strategies to streamline operations. Maternity leave. The company offers maternity leave to support employees during the crucial period surrounding childbirth. Paternity leave. The paternity leave policy allows fathers to take time off to bond with and care for their newborns. Discrimination claim. An employee filed a discrimination claim, alleging unfair treatment based on gender and seeking redress. Pension plan. The pension plan provides employees with a financial safety net after retirement. Workers' rights. An awareness campaign was launched to educate employees about their rights in the workplace. Labor relations. Positive labor relations are essential for fostering a cooperative and productive work environment. Contractual obligations. Both parties are obligated to fulfill their contractual obligations as outlined in the employment agreement. Employee classification. Proper employee classification is crucial to ensure compliance with labor laws and tax regulations. Restrictive covenants. Executives may be subject to restrictive covenants limiting their ability to work for competitors after leaving the company. Grievance resolution. A dedicated team was formed to handle grievance resolution and address employee concerns promptly. Employment equity. The company is committed to promoting employment equity and equal opportunities for all employees. Executive compensation. The board reviewed executive compensation packages to ensure alignment with company performance. Job analysis. Conducting a thorough job analysis helps organizations define roles and responsibilities accurately. Redundancy pay. Employees affected by redundancy may be entitled to redundancy pay to ease the financial impact. Temporary employment. The company hired temporary employees to meet increased demand during the holiday season. Equal pay. The organization advocates for equal pay for equal work, promoting gender equality in the workplace. Confidential information. Employees are expected to handle confidential information with the utmost discretion to protect company interests. Workplace safety. Regular training sessions are conducted to ensure employees are aware of and adhere to workplace safety protocols. Employee turnover. A high rate of employee turnover can impact productivity and morale within the organization. Workforce planning. Strategic workforce planning involves aligning human capital needs with organizational goals. Employment agency. The company partnered with an employment agency to streamline the recruitment process. Layoff notice. Providing a layoff notice in advance allows employees time to prepare for the upcoming changes. Workplace harassment policy. A comprehensive workplace harassment policy sets clear expectations for behavior and consequences for violations. Severance agreement. The employee and employer reached a mutual agreement on the terms of the severance package. Affirmative action plan. Implementing an affirmative action plan aims to address historical inequalities and promote diversity. Occupational health. Occupational health programs focus on maintaining employee well-being and preventing workplace injuries. Trade secret. Employees are bound by non-disclosure agreements to protect the company's trade secrets. Work-life balance. The company promotes work-life balance by offering flexible schedules and remote work options. Staffing levels. Analyzing staffing levels helps organizations determine optimal team sizes for efficiency. Collective bargaining agreement. The collective bargaining agreement established terms for wages, benefits, and working conditions. Non-disclosure agreement. Executives often sign non-disclosure agreements to protect sensitive information about the company. Telecommuting policy. The telecommuting policy outlines expectations and guidelines for employees working remotely. Reasonable accommodation. Employers are required to provide reasonable accommodation for employees with disabilities. Termination letter. A well-crafted termination letter communicates the decision clearly while maintaining professionalism. Employee engagement. Employee engagement initiatives aim to foster a positive and motivated workforce. Employee Assistance Program, EAP. The Employee Assistance Program provides confidential counseling and support services for employees. Executive Contract. The executive contract detailed the terms of employment for the company's top leadership. Constructive dismissal. The employee claimed constructive dismissal, citing intolerable working conditions. Redundancy package. The redundancy package included severance pay and support services for affected employees. Restructuring plan. The restructuring plan aimed to streamline operations and improve organizational efficiency. Employment authorization. Verification of employment authorization is a standard part of the hiring process for international candidates. Unfair dismissal. The employee filed a complaint, alleging unfair dismissal based on discriminatory practices. Workplace culture. A positive workplace culture contributes to employee satisfaction and overall organizational success. Employee satisfaction. Regular surveys measure employee satisfaction and identify areas for improvement. Restrictive covenants. Executives may be subject to restrictive covenants limiting their actions after leaving the company. Employee evaluation. Regular employee evaluations provide constructive feedback and support professional development. Hiring process. A streamlined hiring process ensures efficient recruitment and selection of qualified candidates. Employee privacy. Respecting employee privacy is essential, and companies must establish policies to safeguard sensitive personal information. Executive severance. Negotiating executive severance packages requires a careful balance between protecting the company's interests and providing fair compensation. Employee recognition. Implementing employee recognition programs boosts morale and encourages a positive workplace culture. Workplace diversity. Fostering workplace diversity leads to a richer exchange of ideas, perspectives, and innovation within the organization. Job description. A well-crafted job description outlines the responsibilities, qualifications, and expectations for a specific role. Employee morale. Regular team building activities and open communication contribute to high employee morale. Workforce development. Investing in workforce development programs enhances employee skills, leading to increased productivity and job satisfaction. Employee appraisal. Regular employee appraisals provide feedback on performance, set goals, and identify areas for improvement. Confidentiality clause. Contracts often include a confidentiality clause to protect proprietary information and trade secrets. Severance negotiation. Severance negotiation involves discussions between employers and departing employees to agree on terms and conditions. Workforce management. Effective workforce management involves optimizing staffing levels, skills, and resources to meet organizational goals. Employee motivation. Recognizing and rewarding achievements is a key factor in sustaining employee motivation and engagement. Employee classification. Correct employee classification ensures compliance with labor laws and appropriate compensation and benefits. Non-solicitation agreement. Executives may sign non-solicitation agreements to prevent them from recruiting former colleagues to a new company. Employment tribunal. Disputes that cannot be resolved internally may be brought to an employment tribunal for impartial resolution. Labor dispute. A labor dispute can be resolved through negotiation, mediation, or, in some cases, by involving a labor union. Workplace investigation, or a thorough workplace investigation is crucial when allegations of misconduct or policy violations arise. Employment law compliance. Staying informed about changes in employment law is essential for ensuring compliance and avoiding legal issues. Occupational injury. Proper safety measures and training can prevent occupational injuries and ensure a safe working environment. Personnel records. Maintaining accurate personnel records is important for HR management and compliance with employment laws. Performance Improvement Plan, PIP. A well-designed performance improvement plan helps employees address deficiencies and achieve success. Workplace flexibility. Offering workplace flexibility, such as remote work options, enhances employee satisfaction and work-life balance. Labor market analysis. Conducting a labor market analysis helps organizations understand trends, salary benchmarks, and competition for talent. Employee assistance program. An employee assistance program provides confidential counseling and support services to help employees manage personal and work-related challenges. Employee performance. Continuous monitoring of employee performance allows for timely feedback and improvement. Job satisfaction. Job satisfaction is a key factor in employee retention and overall organizational success. Personnel file. A personnel file contains important documents such as resumes, performance reviews, and employment contracts. Employee misconduct. Addressing employee misconduct promptly is crucial to maintaining a positive workplace culture. Workforce analytics. Utilizing workforce analytics provides valuable insights into employee trends, performance, and organizational efficiency. Executive compensation package. Designing an executive compensation package requires consideration of performance, market benchmarks, and company goals. Employment verification. Employment verification is a standard part of the background check process for new hires. Recruitment process. An efficient recruitment process involves sourcing, interviewing, and selecting qualified candidates to fill job vacancies. Employment standards. Adhering to employment standards ensures fair and lawful employment practices within the organization. Employee retention. Implementing strategies to enhance employee retention is crucial for sustaining organizational knowledge and expertise. Workplace surveillance. Balancing workplace surveillance with privacy considerations is important to maintain a positive work environment. Labor union negotiation. Labor union negotiation involves discussions between management and union representatives to reach agreements on working conditions and benefits. Employment eligibility. Verification of employment eligibility is a legal requirement during the hiring process. Employee benefits package. A competitive employee benefits package includes health insurance, retirement plans, and other perks. Staff development. Investing in staff development through training and education enhances employee skills and contributes to organizational growth. Employee turnover rate. Monitoring the employee turnover rate helps identify factors contributing to workforce attrition. Workplace training. Regular workplace training sessions ensure employees stay updated on industry trends and organizational policies. Labor law compliance. Labor law compliance is essential to avoid legal issues and maintain positive employee relations. Job security. Providing job security contributes to employee satisfaction and loyalty to the organization. Redundancy process. Managing the redundancy process requires sensitivity, communication, and support for affected employees. Employment status. Understanding and clearly defining employment status is important for compliance with labor laws. Non-compete clause. A non-compete clause may be included in employment contracts to restrict employees from working for competitors after leaving the company. Workplace relations. Positive workplace relations contribute to a harmonious and productive work environment. Employee recognition program. Implementing an employee recognition program boosts morale and motivates employees to excel in their roles. Work environment. Creating a positive work environment involves considerations of physical space, culture, and interpersonal dynamics. Job offer letter. The job offer letter outlines the terms of employment, including job responsibilities, compensation, and start date. Employment equity program. An employment equity program aims to address historical disadvantages and promote equal opportunities for all employees. Employee grievances. Establishing a fair and transparent process for addressing employee grievances is essential for resolving conflicts. Discrimination in the workplace. Zero tolerance policies should be in place to address and prevent discrimination in the workplace. Job performance evaluation. Regular job performance evaluations provide constructive feedback and support professional development. Employee productivity. Implementing strategies to enhance employee productivity contributes to organizational success. Labor force participation. Understanding labor force participation rates is crucial for workforce planning and economic analysis. Collective redundancy. Collective redundancy involves consultations and support for groups of employees affected by significant workplace changes. Workplace monitoring. Balancing workplace monitoring with employee privacy concerns is important for maintaining trust. Workplace flexibility policy. A workplace flexibility policy outlines guidelines for flexible work arrangements to accommodate employees' needs. Employment tribunal decision. The employment tribunal decision is legally binding and provides resolution to disputes between employers and employees. Employee dispute resolution. Establishing effective mechanisms for employee dispute resolution contributes to a healthy workplace culture. Employment termination. Proper procedures for employment termination help protect the rights of both employers and employees. Labor market trends. Monitoring labor market trends provides insights into evolving workforce dynamics and industry shifts. Employee misconduct. Addressing employee misconduct promptly is crucial to maintaining a positive workplace culture. Employee benefits administration. Effective employee benefits administration ensures that employees receive the perks and entitlements outlined in their contracts. Employment contract negotiation. Successful employment contract negotiation requires clear communication and consideration of both parties' needs. Workplace injuries. Preventing workplace injuries through safety measures and training is a priority for maintaining a healthy workforce. Employee handbook review. Regularly updating and conducting an employee handbook review ensures that policies align with current laws and organizational needs. Labor force demographics. Analyzing labor force demographics helps organizations understand the age, gender, and other characteristics of their workforce. Employment discrimination laws. Adhering to employment discrimination laws is crucial to promoting diversity and preventing unfair treatment in the workplace. Employment tribunal claim. Filing an employment tribunal claim is a formal step for employees seeking resolution for workplace disputes. Employee compensation negotiation. Effective employee compensation negotiation involves balancing the company's budget with fair and competitive salaries. Workplace communication. Clear and transparent workplace communication is essential for avoiding misunderstandings and promoting a positive culture. Employment contract drafting. Precise employment contract drafting helps avoid ambiguities and reduces the risk of disputes in the future. Employee leave policy. A well-defined employee leave policy ensures that employees understand their rights and responsibilities regarding time off. Job termination letter. A job termination letter should clearly communicate the reasons for termination and any next steps for the employee. Workplace conflict resolution. Establishing effective processes for workplace conflict resolution minimizes disruptions and promotes a positive environment. Labor dispute resolution. Labor dispute resolution involves negotiations and mediation to address disagreements between employers and labor unions. Employee onboarding. Effective employee onboarding programs help new hires integrate seamlessly into the company culture and workflows. Employment history verification. Employment history verification is a standard part of the background check process during hiring. Employment law attorney. Consulting with an employment law attorney provides guidance on legal matters related to labor and employment. Job reclassification. Job reclassification may occur due to changes in job responsibilities, requiring a review of the position's classification. Employee evaluation form. A well-designed employee evaluation form facilitates the assessment of performance and goal setting. Workplace ethics. Upholding workplace ethics fosters a culture of integrity and accountability within the organization. Labor Relations Board. The Labor Relations Board oversees labor relations and resolves disputes between employers and labor unions. Employee Satisfaction Survey. Conducting regular employee satisfaction surveys provides insights into the overall well-being of the workforce. Employment Contract Breach. Addressing an employment contract breach may involve negotiations, mediation, or legal action. Workplace wellness program. Implementing a workplace wellness program promotes employee health and overall well-being. Employment agreement review. Regularly conducting an employment agreement review ensures that contracts are up to date and legally sound. Employee benefits communication. Effective communication of employee benefits ensures that staff fully understands and appreciates the perks offered. Workplace safety regulations. Adhering to workplace safety regulations is essential for preventing accidents and maintaining a secure work environment. Labor market analysis. Conducting a labor market analysis helps organizations understand trends, salary benchmarks, and competition for talent. Employee rights advocacy. Employee rights advocacy involves championing fair treatment and protecting the rights of workers within the organization. Workplace harassment prevention. A comprehensive workplace harassment prevention program includes training, policies, and reporting mechanisms. Employment contract enforcement. Employment contract enforcement ensures that both parties adhere to the terms and conditions agreed upon in the contract. Employee engagement strategy. Developing an effective employee engagement strategy involves creating initiatives that motivate and involve employees. Job market analysis. A job market analysis provides insights into the demand for specific skills and qualifications in the labor market. Workplace accommodations. Providing workplace accommodations ensures that employees with disabilities can perform their job duties effectively. Employment tribunal hearing. An employment tribunal hearing is a formal proceeding where evidence is presented to resolve disputes. Employee complaint procedure. A clear and accessible employee complaint procedure encourages the reporting of issues and promotes a fair resolution. Labor market assessment. Conducting a labor market assessment helps organizations understand the availability of talent and potential recruitment challenges. Workplace diversity training. Workplace diversity training is essential for educating employees on the importance of inclusivity and respecting differences. Employee feedback. Regularly seeking and incorporating employee feedback fosters a culture of continuous improvement and openness. Employment dispute resolution. Effective employment dispute resolution mechanisms are crucial for maintaining a positive work environment. Workplace culture assessment. A workplace culture assessment evaluates the values, beliefs, and behaviors that shape the organizational culture. Labor union representation. Labor union representation involves employees collectively bargaining for their rights and interests. Employee termination process. A well-defined employee termination process ensures that terminations are handled professionally and ethically. Workplace harassment investigation. Conducting a thorough workplace harassment investigation is crucial when allegations are made to ensure a fair resolution. Labor law compliance audit. Regular labor law compliance audits help organizations identify and rectify potential issues before they escalate. Employee performance improvement. Implementing a performance improvement plan supports employees in enhancing their skills and contributions. Employment discrimination claim. An employment discrimination claim is a legal action taken by an employee who believes they have been treated unfairly based on protected characteristics. Workplace misconduct. Addressing workplace misconduct promptly is crucial for maintaining a healthy and ethical work environment. Labor union contract negotiation. Labor union contract negotiation involves discussions between union representatives and employers to establish terms and conditions. Employee performance appraisal. Employee performance appraisals provide a formal mechanism for evaluating and recognizing employee contributions. Employment agreement negotiation. Negotiating the terms of employment agreements requires consideration of both parties' needs and legal requirements. Workplace harassment policy review. Regularly reviewing and updating the workplace harassment policy ensures that it aligns with current laws and best practices. Labor market research. Conducting labor market research provides insights into industry trends, salary benchmarks, and talent availability. Employee relations strategy. Developing a robust employee relations strategy fosters a positive workplace culture and effective communication between management and staff. Employment contract disputes. Resolving employment contract disputes may involve mediation, negotiation, or legal action to ensure a fair and equitable resolution. Workplace safety inspection. Regular workplace safety inspections are essential to identify potential hazards and ensure compliance with safety regulations. Labor union strike. A labor union strike is a collective action by workers to address grievances and negotiate better working conditions with the employer. Employee handbook development. Creating a comprehensive employee handbook involves outlining policies, procedures, and expectations to guide employees and ensure a consistent workplace culture. Employment law training. Providing employment law training to staff and management ensures awareness of legal requirements and promotes compliance within the organization. Workplace dispute resolution. Establishing effective workplace dispute resolution mechanisms minimizes conflicts and contributes to a harmonious work environment. Labor market dynamics. Understanding labor market dynamics involves analyzing trends in employment, skills demand, and economic factors influencing the workforce. Employee discipline process. Implementing a fair and transparent employee discipline process helps maintain order and productivity within the organization. Employment contract interpretation. Clear guidelines for employment contract interpretation help prevent misunderstandings and legal disputes between employers and employees. Workplace safety training. Regular workplace safety training sessions ensure that employees are well informed about safety protocols and emergency procedures. Labor union membership. Labor union membership allows workers to collectively advocate for their rights and negotiate favorable terms with employers. Employee relations management. Effective employee relations management involves addressing concerns, facilitating communication, and maintaining a positive workplace environment. Employment law compliance training. Ongoing employment law compliance training keeps HR professionals and management informed about legal changes and ensures adherence to regulations. Workplace investigations procedure. A well-defined workplace investigations procedure is crucial for handling complaints, misconduct allegations, and other workplace issues. Labor market conditions. Monitoring labor market conditions helps organizations make informed decisions about recruitment, compensation, and workforce planning. Employee morale improvement. Implementing initiatives for employee morale improvement, such as recognition programs, enhances job satisfaction and overall well-being. Employment contract termination. Properly managing employment contract termination involves following legal procedures and ensuring fair treatment for departing employees. Workplace policy development. Creating and updating workplace policies is essential for setting expectations, maintaining compliance, and promoting a positive work culture. Labor union negotiation strategy. Developing a labor union negotiation strategy involves careful planning and consideration of both management and union concerns. Employee separation agreement. Negotiating an employee separation agreement outlines terms such as severance, confidentiality, and non-disparagement after an employment relationship ends. Employment tribunal process. The employment tribunal process provides a formal mechanism for resolving disputes between employers and employees when other methods fail. Workplace discrimination training. Conducting workplace discrimination training is essential to educate employees and prevent discriminatory behaviors within the organization. Labor market analysis report. A labor market analysis report provides insights into industry trends, competitor practices, and salary benchmarks to inform HR and business decisions. Employee performance management. Effective employee performance management involves setting goals, providing feedback, and supporting professional development to maximize individual and team contributions. Employment contract review. Regularly conducting an employment contract review ensures that agreements align with current laws, organizational needs, and employee expectations. Workplace safety policy. A well-defined workplace safety policy establishes guidelines for maintaining a secure and healthy work environment for all employees. Labor union organizing. Labor union organizing involves efforts by workers to form or join a union to collectively advocate for better working conditions and benefits. Employee relations counseling. Providing employee relations counseling helps address personal or professional challenges, fostering a supportive work environment. Employment law litigation. Engaging in employment law litigation may be necessary to resolve complex legal disputes between employers and employees. Workplace conflict management. Effective workplace conflict management involves addressing conflicts promptly, impartially, and with the goal of finding mutually agreeable resolutions. Labor market trends analysis. Analyzing labor market trends provides organizations with insights into evolving workforce dynamics, skills demand, and industry shifts. Employee dispute resolution program. Reestablishing an employee dispute resolution program involves creating structured processes for addressing conflicts and maintaining a positive workplace culture. Employment contract drafting. Precise employment contract drafting is crucial to clearly define terms, expectations, and obligations for both parties. Workplace harassment policy implementation. Implementing a workplace harassment policy involves communicating, training, and enforcing guidelines to prevent and address harassment issues. Labor union contract enforcement. Labor union contract enforcement ensures that both employers and unions adhere to the terms and conditions outlined in collective bargaining agreements. Employee rights protection. Ensuring employee rights protection involves upholding legal and ethical standards to safeguard the well-being and fair treatment of all staff. Employment law compliance consulting. Employment law compliance consulting provides organizations with expert guidance to navigate complex legal requirements and reduce risks. Workplace investigations training. Providing workplace investigations training equips HR professionals and managers with the skills to conduct thorough and unbiased investigations. Labor market intelligence. Utilizing labor market intelligence involves gathering and analyzing data to inform strategic workforce planning and decision-making. Employee performance feedback. Regular and constructive employee performance feedback contributes to professional development, motivation, and overall job satisfaction. Employment contract negotiation strategy. Developing a successful employment contract negotiation strategy involves understanding the needs of both parties and finding mutually beneficial terms. Workplace safety program. Implementing a comprehensive workplace safety program involves ongoing training, risk assessments, and measures to prevent accidents and injuries. Labor union representation election. A labor union representation election allows workers to vote on whether they want a specific union to represent them in negotiations with the employer. Employee relations training. Providing employee relations training ensures that managers and HR professionals are equipped to handle workplace issues and foster positive employee relations. Employment law updates. Staying informed about employment law updates is crucial for HR professionals and employers to adapt policies and practices in accordance with legal changes. Workplace dispute resolution process. Establishing a clear workplace dispute resolution process outlines the steps and procedures for addressing conflicts and maintaining a harmonious work environment. Labor market analysis tools. Using labor market analysis tools, such as surveys and data analytics, helps organizations gather valuable insights into workforce trends and competitive practices. Employee discipline policy. A well-defined employee discipline policy sets expectations for behavior, consequences for violations, and the process for addressing disciplinary issues. Employment contract dispute resolution. Resolving employment contract disputes requires careful consideration of legal obligations and the commitment to finding fair and equitable solutions. Workplace safety inspection checklist. A workplace safety inspection checklist serves as a systematic guide for identifying and addressing potential safety hazards in the work environment. Labor union contract interpretation. Interpreting labor union contracts requires a thorough understanding of the agreement's language and the ability to reconcile any ambiguities or disagreements. Employee relations best practices. Implementing employee relations best practices involves adopting effective communication, conflict resolution, and engagement strategies to foster a positive workplace culture. Employment law seminars. Participating in employment law seminars provides professionals with updates on legal developments and best practices for compliance in the ever-evolving legal landscape. Workplace investigations guidelines. Having clear workplace investigations guidelines ensures that investigations are conducted impartially, thoroughly, and in compliance with legal standards. Labor market forecast. Utilizing a labor market forecast helps organizations anticipate future workforce trends, skill demands, and potential challenges in talent acquisition. Employee morale survey. Conducting an employee morale survey gathers valuable feedback on job satisfaction, work environment, and organizational culture to inform improvement initiatives. Employment contract renewal. Negotiating employment contract renewals involves considering changes in job responsibilities, compensation, and other terms to ensure the continued alignment of interests. Workplace harassment prevention training. Providing workplace harassment prevention training is essential to educate employees about acceptable behaviors, reporting mechanisms, and fostering a respectful workplace. Labor Union Negotiations Handbook. A labor union negotiations handbook serves as a reference guide for both employers and union representatives, outlining negotiation processes, legal considerations, and dispute resolution mechanisms. Employee Performance Improvement Plan. Implementing an Employee Performance Improvement Plan provides a structured approach to help employees enhance their skills, address shortcomings, and achieve success in their roles. Employment Contract Drafting Tips. Following employment contract drafting tips, such as clarity, specificity, and legal review, ensures that contracts accurately reflect the intentions of both parties. Workplace Safety Program Development. Developing a workplace safety program involves creating policies, procedures, and training initiatives to promote a safe and healthy work environment. Labor Union Contract Negotiation Tips. Negotiating labor union contracts requires effective communication, strategic planning, and a focus on finding common ground to reach mutually beneficial agreements. Employee Relations Workshops. Conducting employee relations workshops provides opportunities for professional development, communication skill building, and fostering positive workplace relationships. Employment Law Updates Newsletter. Receiving an Employment Law Updates newsletter keeps HR professionals and employers informed about changes in legislation, case law, and best practices in the field. Workplace Dispute Resolution Guidelines. Establishing workplace dispute resolution guidelines provides a framework for addressing conflicts promptly, fairly, and in accordance with organizational policies and legal requirements. Labor Market Analysis Software. Using labor market analysis software streamlines the process of gathering and analyzing data to inform strategic workforce decisions and stay competitive in the market. Employee Discipline Process Steps. Clearly defined employee discipline process steps guide managers in addressing performance issues consistently and in compliance with company policies and legal standards. Employment Contract Negotiation Checklist. Following an employment contract negotiation checklist helps ensure that all essential elements are considered and addressed to reach a mutually agreeable agreement. Workplace Safety Regulations Compliance. Maintaining workplace safety regulations compliance involves ongoing efforts to assess and update policies and practices to align with legal requirements and industry standards. Labor Union Contract Enforcement Strategies. Developing effective labor union contract enforcement strategies is crucial for ensuring that negotiated agreements are honored and followed by both parties. Employee Relations Consulting Services. Engaging employee relations consulting services provides organizations with expert guidance on managing workplace dynamics, resolving conflicts, and fostering positive employee relations. Employment Law Compliance Program. Implementing a robust employment law compliance program helps organizations stay abreast of legal requirements, mitigates risks, and ensures adherence to labor laws. Workplace Investigations Best Practices. Adhering to workplace investigations best practices ensures fair, thorough, and legally compliant processes when addressing employee complaints or allegations. Labor Market Analysis Methodology. Choosing the right labor market analysis methodology is essential for obtaining accurate insights into workforce trends, industry benchmarks, and competitive practices. Employee Morale Improvement Strategies. Implementing employee morale improvement strategies, such as recognition programs and professional development opportunities, contributes to a positive and engaged workforce. Employment contract termination checklist. A comprehensive employment contract termination checklist helps HR professionals ensure that all necessary steps are taken when ending an employment relationship. Workplace safety program evaluation. Regular workplace safety program evaluation assesses the effectiveness of safety measures, identifies areas for improvement, and ensures ongoing compliance with regulations. Labor union contract interpretation guidelines. Establishing clear labor union contract interpretation guidelines helps prevent disputes and ensures a mutual understanding of the terms and obligations outlined in the agreement. Employee relations training modules. Developing employee relations training modules equips staff and management with the skills needed to navigate workplace challenges, promote communication, and foster positive relationships. Employment law compliance resources. Providing access to employment law compliance resources, such as guides and updates, supports HR professionals in staying informed and making informed decisions. Workplace investigations documentation. Thorough workplace investigations documentation is essential for maintaining a record of the investigative process, findings, and actions taken to address issues. Labor market analysis case study. Analyzing a labor market analysis case study offers insights into how similar organizations navigate workforce challenges, helping inform strategic decision making. Employee discipline policy template. A well-crafted employee discipline policy template outlines expectations, procedures, and consequences, providing clarity for both employees and management. Employment contract dispute resolution process. Establishing a transparent employment contract dispute resolution process ensures a fair and efficient mechanism for addressing conflicts between employers and employees. Workplace safety program implementation. Successful workplace safety program implementation involves communicating policies, training employees, and integrating safety measures into daily operations. Labor union contract negotiation tactics. Employing effective labor union contract negotiation tactics involves strategic planning, clear communication, and a focus on achieving mutually beneficial outcomes. Employee relations training courses. Offering employee relations training courses equips staff with the skills and knowledge needed to navigate workplace challenges, communicate effectively, and build positive relationships. Employment law compliance guidelines. Adhering to employment law compliance guidelines ensures that organizations operate within legal boundaries and minimize the risk of legal disputes. Workplace investigations process. Establishing a systematic workplace investigations process ensures consistency and fairness when addressing workplace complaints or allegations.